The fate of a walking and cycle lane trial on the Harbour Bridge is still hanging in the balance following a Waka Kotahi board meeting. The cycling group Movement threatened legal action against the transport agency after it pulled the handbrake on a walking and biking lane trial over the bridge, unless Waka Kotahi agreed to reconsider the decision and get independent advice. It's been a hotly debated issue for years, with various options floated and then dumped. In December, Waka Kotahi ruled out a trial for walkers and cyclists on the Harbour Bridge, and that's despite the Transport Minister repeatedly asking for one, and they cited safety concerns, among other things. Waka Kotahi was expected to revisit the issue today, but is yet to reveal its decision. Well, joining us now is Bevan Woodward from Movement. Kia ora, Bevan.
Kia ora, Lisa.
Have you heard anything?
No. I imagine we'll have to wait another day or three before we hear, but it's okay. We've been waiting a long time.
What's the best you could hope for, do you reckon, Bevan?
They agreed to do the trial. Let's face it, it is a trial. We're not locking ourselves into anything. And it may work. It may be that traffic flows better. We give greater travel choice to Aucklanders. We reduce our carbon emissions. It's a win-win-win.
And Bevan, what would that trial look like in your mind? What would it be?
Well, you know, that would need to be worked out by all the experts. But seeing you've asked me for my personal opinion, I think, you know, every year Waka Kotahi closes down two lanes on the Harbour Bridge for maintenance in early January. I think that they should, once they've done their maintenance, their resealing, they should carry on closing it for the rest of January until the anniversary weekend, for Aucklanders to walk and cycle over their bridge. And let's see how that goes.
So two whole lanes.
We could look.
Two whole lanes dedicated to walking and cycling.
Yeah, look, I think it needs to be two whole lanes initially, because the demand, the pent-up demand to get across is massive, okay? So now once that pent-up demand, you know, people have enjoyed the experience recreationally, or, you know, doing it, you know, just for a one-off, then we can look at taking one lane on a longer-term basis and seeing how that trial goes.
Does there have to be a trial to avoid court action? Is that the only thing that's going to stop you going for a judicial review?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So one of the main issues that's been cited along this journey, you know, because there's been several proposals put forward, I mean, you'd know it all, and then every one of them's been jettisoned. Safety always comes up. Cyclists, unsafe on the bridge. How can we keep people safe walking and cycling over that bridge, realistically, do you think?
Well, I think it depends on what you mean by what is the risk. And Waka Kotahi have not been specific about what is the danger of people cycling over the Harbour Bridge. Grant, you know, there will be a barrier which protects walkers, cyclists, scooter users from the live traffic. We know that. So I guess the danger is cyclists going too fast and perhaps hitting one another or hitting a pedestrian. And that's easily dealt with. We had to deal with it when we got the resource consent for Skypath, and that is we just put in very small, designed for cyclists, speed bumps, and it slows cyclists down to a safe speed.
Okay, so the original decision made by Waka Kotahi not to advance a trial, Movement says that the decision was illegal, unfair and unreasonable. How did you come to that conclusion? Based on what?
Well, we reviewed the reports that Waka Kotahi claimed to have relied upon and found that those reports actually said the options of providing walking and cycling were viable. There were some risks, but they could be mitigated. Waka Kotahi's management looked at those reports, took those reports, and then presented to their board and said, sorry, it's just not viable.
So when you say they need to have independent advice, where should that come from?
Yeah, that's a tricky one because Waka Kotahi are so powerful. You know, they spend $8 billion a year on transport. And so that means that pretty much every consultant who's earning money in New Zealand is on the payroll, so to speak. It may be that there are Australian consultancies that we need to tap into. They've done that before when they've had serious issues within the organisation in regards to not taking road safety seriously. They've had to get in Australian consultants to provide that independent advice.